from the standpoint of industry observers, this would definitely be a bullish report.
And a surprising one. That's Agriculture Department Livestock Analyst Chael Shagum talking about Friday's USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report. Not surprising, the total inventory in the spring quarter pig crop both down 5% from a year ago. Also not surprising, the PED virus's effect on pigs saved per litter this spring down 5% also from a year ago.
The number of hogs and pigs on June 1st was about 62.1 million head, which was about 5% below a year earlier. Producers kept about 5.9 million head of animals for breeding, which was about unchanged from a year ago. The pig crop in March-May was 27.4 million head, which was 5% below a year earlier. Producers farrowed 2.8 million head of sows during March-May, which was about unchanged from a year ago.
Now to the surprising part, in the farrowing intention section of the report.
The producers didn't respond with more farrowings as rapidly as analysts would have thought they would have.
In fact, producers say they intend to have only about the same number of sows farrowed during the summer quarter as they did last year. But if we jump to farrowing intentions for the fall, those expected to be up 4%.
Looking at the current levels of profitability on the part of producers, it's obvious that they are taking that into account as they begin to expand.
Certainly, hog prices are fuel for expansion. The average national lean-based hog price live basis currently about $93 a hundredweight. Last year at this time, it was $71. If you expect to learn in Friday's USDA Hogs and Pigs report just how many piglets have been killed by the PED virus, you will be disappointed. Shagum told us.
There really is no statistical capture of the total number of pigs that have died. There's been supposition, which is probably based on several different formulas or talking to major players in the trade. But from the standpoint of statistics, there's been no official number released.
But he says, of course, there is one clue to how big a problem the virus has been.
The key is this 5% decline year over in pigs per litter. That's obviously reflecting the impact that the disease has had on the productivity of the herd.
As to how the virus will affect the hog industry in the future, Shagum says that's full of questions. Will the virus pick up again in the fall? Will pigs per litter keep falling? And what could be the effect on that of any vaccines that might come along? In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.